How is everyone this morning?
Doing good. Doing
all
good.
All righty. Here we are back with episode number 10.
Number Woo! 10, I think.
All righty. I'm in the sound booth, or recording booth, with Preston, Ryan, and Gabriel.
Hello.
Back again. I know you have heard us the most, probably, out of everybody.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Here we are. Yeah. Just something fun to do on this quarantine we're having here.
Yeah, it's kind of just a lull week, I guess. Not really, but like in the world that we live in, I guess.
Yeah. And,
well, there's a couple things that we can talk about. As far as a lot of us, this is the first week back to school.
The holiday season. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, we're finally back on the grind, I guess.
Of trying to get it.
But anyways, there's some interesting stuff. Like, most of us are still digital, like... three of us, Preston, Ryan, and I, are all digital, and we won't be possibly, like, even, you know, the thought of going back until February, and then they'll review it again. But as far as Seth, how has your classes been set up?
Well, it's still the same. There's the high school split into two sections, maroon and gold group. Maroon goes Monday, Tuesday. Gold goes Wednesday, Thursday. And then we're online Friday. But, it's been... just the same as the beginning of the year. Okay. We're trying our best just to keep it together.
Kind of in person, kind of online.
Yeah, it's definitely different, though.
So, an interesting that I've started to hear, at least it's happening one place, where my brother's going. He's actually going back to the campus.
Wow.
This year. And so the interesting thing is that at the moment, he is actually going back, like, in person, like, but, like, with small groups and have the mask and everything.
So I got a question for you, Gabriel.
Okay.
Are the vaccines mandatory for him to go back? Because I know some schools aren't they?
Yeah, this is the interesting part, which I actually see here. I just pulled up an article, is that a lot of, at least the college that he's going to and several others, aren't necessarily having it mandatory. However, they are providing free ones at the campus.
Really?
Yeah, so, like, if he wants to, he could, or if the whole, like, you know, class could get vaccines, they can be completely back in person and without masks, as long as they stay on the campus.
Yeah, I think that it just depends on what college you go to, because I know some others that, you know, you have to have the vaccine to go back, but they're not even in person yet. Mm-hmm. So I think they're going to wait for it to get rolled out for the elderly to get it and the more the people that really need it. And then it'll get moved on to the college kids and high school.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, because I thought that was quite interesting, you know, like the end finally getting closer and closer.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of surprised me that colleges are actually giving their students vaccines, because I would have thought that, you know, as far down as the priority list as we are, you know, I figured that colleges wouldn't even have access to give it to their students. I figured they would be like centers for older people to get it.
Are they doing that now? Like, you can get your vaccine now?
No, not yet. So that's why they're still kind of like separated.
So I guess they are still... primarily doing it to elderly people that are higher risk,
but they will be getting it sometime this semester. I don't know when.
Yeah,
But that's like, that's really interesting. You know, I mean, it's obviously not going to happen here, but
not for
a while.
No.
But eventually, maybe. You know,
I mean, one of these days we'll get it.
one day.
I mean, if I had to guess, I feel like we're going to get our vaccines, if we get them, I'd say May, June ish. That if I had to guess. No, I could be completely wrong.
I'm thinking May, June of like next year. Like,
I think it'll definitely be sooner than we think, because I already know people that have already on their first round or second round. There's like, how many different types is there? Like, there's one where you have to go back a couple times. There's one where it's just one shot.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's all different. I know my parents got it.
And yeah, my papa did already.
They got it because they work at the they work at a pharmacy, you know.
So, like, they don't have to, like, wear masks anymore?
Oh, yeah, they still have to wear masks. They can still spread it, but they can't
contract
it.
Oh, they don't have symptoms. Okay,
gotcha. But they got their first round, and, like, I know my mom's arm was, like, super sore after she got it. Like, that's, like, a common occurrence. Like, she could barely move her arm. It was so sore.
Really?
Like, and I remember getting shots as a kid. Like, it would bump up a little bit, but she showed me her arm. Her arm, it looked like she worked out for 10 weeks. And I swear, her arm was like this big.
Forget taking steroids, crazy. Just get the vaccine.
Yeah, I know.
It's like two shots in the arm, two shots in the leg. Next thing you know, you're benching 300 pounds.
Yeah. But, yeah, I guess it just affects everybody different. But I know also there's a person in Henderson, a nurse that got that cerebral palsy or whatever it's called, the like where you and like they can't move like half their face or something.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm gonna kind of wait a long time until it gets more testing and stuff before I take it.
That the vaccine only allows you, or it's like 95% that will get you, that you're
it's
covered.
Effective. Right.
Yeah, 95% effective. And there was a guy, and he actually got it, but, I mean, showed no symptoms or nothing. But, I mean, who knows? They say it's just to help, but you still have to do, like, all the CDC guidelines and stuff like that. But then you're kind of wondering, like, well, why even have the vaccine if you're going to repeat all the same things from before? Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
And it was also that congressman that got it in December, got the vaccine in December, and then he contracted the coronavirus. Like,
that's what I'm talking about.
This week he just got it, and he had both his rounds. Wow. And I'm like, well, what's the point if it doesn't even work? Yeah. So who knows?
I mean, it almost feels like a flu shot at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, you know, getting a flu shot any normal year isn't going to guarantee you that you're not going to get the flu, because, you know, there's different strands of the flu. So it's almost like it's almost like paying for car insurance, except when you get into an accident, it's like hit and miss on whether you actually get it fixed or not. Like, that's what it feels like. And I'm not knocking medical corporations, because, you know,
insurance.
Yeah, or insurance. Well, I'm not saying don't get insurance. Get insurance. But it almost feels like these shots are, they're definitely a start, but they're not a guarantee. Get off the hook, you can't get the virus, because obviously, like what you said with that congressman, it's still possible to get the virus even if you have one or both shots.
Yeah, so it'll definitely be interesting to see, you know, how it all plays out, because I mean if you're going to take the vaccine, you would expect, you know, to be, you know, not having to wear a mask, or, you know, be able to operate more on a normal basis, I guess.
Right. But I think normalcy is definitely what we're going for here, because it's been a long time since things have been normal, quote unquote.
Right. And I guess, speaking of not normal, some interesting things that I've seen recently is that in many places, not just the United States, but there have been overdoses, like the amount of overdoses that's happened.
Really?
At least on a national scale, have been more than ever. Which is not what you want, considering, you know.
No.
We stand for.
Yeah.
Our whole sole purpose of this. But
it is quite unfortunate, because, I mean, what do we do, you know, except just try to help them?
Probably because, I mean, people are probably, like, depressed. I know depression's really bad right now, and I guess they just want to scapegoat, and they think that's the scapegoat. I don't know. But that's kind of wild that it's ramped up this much. I guess when you're so bored, you want to get a hobby.
Yeah.
Which, that's not a good hobby to get.
No, I would rather anybody make sourdough bread all day, every day, than what we've been seeing.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think Officer Braden talked about this a couple episodes ago. You really have to tackle the mental aspect of that along with the drug problems. Because, you know, those go hand in hand. You know, just like what you said, if I'm feeling depressed and I rely on these drugs, I'm going to go out there and get some. You know, I'm not just going to sit around and hope for another solution, because that's not the way the mind of an addict works. I mean, you become practically reliant on that.
Right. And I don't know. It's going to be tough to see, you know, how we can move past this problem. Hopefully it'll go down. We hope.
Right.
But I guess we can see, hopefully that what's happening around us will change a bit, and we'll be able to get set up a bit better to be tackling, I guess, overdoses.
Yeah, it's definitely going to take a lot of work on our part to get back to where we want to be, because obviously if we're seeing new records, like we said, that's not what we want to see. And, you know, it worries me because, you know, kind of like what Officer Braden touched on, sometimes it's a generational thing. You know, you see your dad do it, and you don't think twice because, you know, everybody usually looks up to their family members. So I'm going to go out and do that. So we've got to make sure that we get our message out and we put a stop to, you know, making sure that the next generation doesn't make the same mistakes as their fathers and maybe even their grandfathers.
Right. I don't know. It'll, I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, only time will tell. I mean, it just worries me how long it'll be until we actually, you know, get back face to face with those kids.
Right. No, I guess, speaking of time, there's a interesting thing that I've been looking at recently, which is, I mean, I haven't really looked into it that much, but, you know, I've seen some stuff about it. And this video that I saw was about time, and it was really interesting to look at, because I guess I'll ask a question to you. So as we've been speaking right now, how much time do you think has passed? How long do you think we're into the podcast right now?
10 minutes.
14.
Ooh, 12.
Okay, so this is entirely based off of how you felt, how you've been interacting with each other, which has been affecting your time of passing. And actually, it was 10 and a half minutes.
Wow.
At the time.
Good job, Ryan.
So Seth was, Ryan was actually really close to the original time. And I guess, interestingly enough, Seth was the furthest off with 14 minutes. And so some interesting things that I've seen was more of like a, as it's happening or like as it just happened, because it's like a sort of a time illusion. Because, you know, there's like visual illusions that whenever you say, look at a picture or look at a certain thing, you don't see it as it is. Right. So like if you look at a certain picture and then do a certain thing like blink or stare at it, things will change. And what's interesting is that with time, it's kind of the same thing. So like we said, so depending on how, like, so, okay, for an example, another example would be like on a extremely fun day, say you go to like an amusement park, and so you get there 10 o'clock and then you leave at say 5. So you're there all day. So like on a super fun day like that, you're with your friends, you're at an amusement park, it can feel like that day just flies by.
Yep.
Right. Because you're enjoying yourself, you're having a good time. It's just filled with stuff that you're doing. And so in other cases, you know, it's not, the time isn't passing as it actually is. And so interesting enough, this guy that I saw, he actually, I mean, for an experiment, he put himself in isolation, like complete isolation, no, nothing at all. He was just sitting in a room for, I think, 48 to 72 hours. And so he was supposed to guess as is going on, how he's feeling, what is he doing, and how much time has passed. And interesting enough, when you're doing nothing, it feels like, of course, time is crawling by. Like, say, I mean, obviously you should be paying attention, but like sometimes in a class, it can feel like classes just draw on forever.
Yes.
And that's just because there's nothing happening. You're not taking part in it and you're not thinking of anything. So interesting enough, a lot of times we can get, confused, or we can not recall how time has passed as accurately because of what we're doing. And then there's also some other things, which is off of basing time off of, say, an idea. Or like, so if you guess, another thing is like you think of Madonna, right? Marilyn Monroe. Like you see her, what's your ideal picture? Not ideal, but like, what is the picture that you think of whenever you think of Madonna?
Marilyn Monroe?
Oh, sorry, Marilyn Monroe. Not Madonna. Marilyn Monroe.
Black and white pictures.
Yeah. Right. And you see her as a young actress or a young singer.
Right.
And you see her as someone who, you know, just someone young. And that's very, I guess, fashionable at the time. You know, someone who's at like the forefront, you know, like, a cool person. And then you think of someone like the Queen Elizabeth. You see her as someone who's old.
Very old.
You know, not moving too quick, but I don't know. She's just old. And the crazy thing is that based off of what we think of Marilyn Monroe as someone who's young and Queen Elizabeth, who's someone who's old, we can't even imagine them being similar in age. But actually, they're born in 1929. They're both born the exact same year, but yet we cannot possibly think that they're the same age, which is just another thing of how time passes. And then this one thing, which I want to tie it back to, is how you think time is passing as you're living it, and then how time passes as you remember it. So interesting enough, you may have these times where, say, you're watching TV on an afternoon and you're just mindlessly watching TV and you feel like it goes by quick, right? So like, at least I've had it with me, I could be playing a certain video game and then time flies by. It's already 10 o'clock and I should probably get off for the night.
Yeah.
And so you remember that as going by really quick. But then what happens is that this is an actual study, is that later on, you remember that exact same time that of you playing that video game as really short. You don't remember it as being long because you weren't doing much as you're taking part in it. But at the time, you're entertained enough to where time didn't pass. And this is an interesting thing that's been happening to, I guess, people around the world as time passes faster and you don't remember as much from it. And this is just an interesting thing that I saw. And this is what stuck with me the most, is that sometimes to get the most out of your life as you remember it is to slow down and not take as much time, which is interesting. So it's like, as long...
So what do you mean by not take as much time?
You lost me a little bit.
Okay, so...
I'm following you up until that point.
Okay, so as you know, if you have something that's really busy, right? So it's like you're at an amusement park with friends, right? So that day flies by.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you're not living in that moment. It just feels like it flies by. But you remember it being a lot longer. And yeah. So then there's other moments to where you do nothing, right? So it's like just really relax. Say, I don't know, something that you're not doing much could be like reading a book on a beach.
Or this past spring in quarantine when yes. we were doing, right. literally doing nothing.
Right. So it feels like time didn't draw on forever. But if you look back, it feels like it was a bit quicker because you don't remember yeah. that much from it.
Yeah.
So sometimes the best thing that you can do is to declutter your life. So as much time, as much as you'd want to, is you want to get that perfect balance of using your time and just filling it up with things like certain events, but also slowing down and doing nothing to where you, at the moment, you're getting as much time as you can as you're living it. Like, so the day draws on, but also to where you can remember it 10 years down the line. And that's an interesting thing. I've had that happen to me, to where it's like, will I remember this 10 years later? Or, you know, like a certain event, you know, is this memorable? Because it just feels like time is just flying by. And this is just one of those things, is like, sometimes the best thing to do is to declutter your time so you have more time as you remember it. It's pretty...
But then, are you really putting use your time on Earth to the best, like... you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if you declutter yeah. your life and you're sitting there not doing nothing, but but doing simpler things and not having fun with your friends or whatever, are you really living your life to the fullest, or are you, like, that's a question.
That's just the passing time. I don't know.
Like, you know, if you don't want to be sitting there and look back, and you might be able to remember all that time and, right. you know that you had a lot of time on Earth, but was that time well spent, and was it spent with the things that you like doing?
Right.
And so that's something to think about.
Just getting
about
it to where you remember yeah. all of the things that you've done.
Yeah.
And it's really hard because at this moment, the more time that we spend, I guess just on your phone or watching TV, or something like that. Something that's a bit more mindless. You're not actually actively participating in it. That's not helping your how you remember it. Because you don't remember, oh, I remember 3 weeks ago at a certain time. I just remember love scrolling on my phone. Or I just remember watching TV and that was so much fun. You know, it's not helping your memory as you look back on it. And so that's the main thing I want to get at, is that sometimes being on your phone is not helping. Sure, it passes time quicker, but you don't remember it. So you're just right. filling your time with filler.
Useless stuff.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And so it's like you have no memory of it. And that's the important thing that we can't get past yet. We right. don't know what do we do, you know, to where we do something that we remember it, but also takes up time as it's happening. And it's an interesting idea. I have no clue what we can do about it. But...
Well, let me ask you this question. Would you rather have the most exciting life and not remember any of it, or have the most boring life and remember all of it?
But I think I get what you're saying now. But, like, so it's not just having an exciting life. It's like the time that you're doing nothing, like instead of scrolling on your phone watching videos or whatever, you're not going to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of doing that, you should do something like, I don't know, like, go visit your grandparents right. or so something that's like the that.
Thing. It's like, so what do you do?
Something that you'll remember instead of just watching, filling yourself with useless stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know, like, yeah, scrolling on your phone is fun in the moment, but I don't know if it really has a long-lasting effect
right,
in your life.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell my kids, back in my day, I used to scroll on my phone for hours to find content. Like, that's just, I'm not going to, right. It's not going to happen. It's not exciting enough to tell somebody. I mean, I think it's more important to talk about the, you know, the stuff that isn't just scrolling on your phone, like the stuff that you actively participate in. Hmm. Like Alrighty. Going to your grandparents.
Well, anyway, Preston, back to your question. I do have an answer for you. Mine would definitely be living your most exciting life and not remembering it, probably. Because if you're always in the moment, you're not ever going to have time to look back and think of, oh, well, I don't remember anything. Just as long as you're staying in the moment, living life to the fullest.
Yeah.
It don't matter. To me, at least. I don't know.
I mean,
Gabriel?
Well, I have this interesting thought. I guess technically, I would love to live an exciting life and not remember any of it. But that kind of brings up a certain thought that I've had, which is things like neurological diseases. So like Alzheimer's, for example.
Right.
Is something that affects your memory to where that literally that would you rather happens, I mean, involuntarily, to where it's like you just forget everything that happened in the past, say, 40 years, and you just remember stuff from a kid or a young adult. And that's an interesting idea because it's like, what's the point of making memories if you can't remember them? Or like, what's the point of doing these things, you know, if it doesn't matter 60 years later? I don't know. It's an interesting idea. I would rather live an exciting life, but it's an interesting prospect to think of.
Well, just a question.
That is weird.
Just a question.
Yeah. Well, I think it matters to the person that was in their teens, in their 20s. It may not matter to the 70-year-old version of me if I have Alzheimer's or something like that, but it's going to matter to me in the past. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like,
what's going to matter to you in the past?
Like doing the things that I want to do and not just sitting around and trying to remember every painful little detail.
All right.
I think that's what matters to me. I mean, I think we're all going to go through points in our lives that aren't going to be exciting or positive. And I think it matters to have those bright moments because, you know, later on in life, you may not get the chance to have those bright moments.
Mm.
All right, good. Ron, we haven't heard from you.
About what I would rather. About the would
you rather.
I think I would want a mixture of both. I mean, I would want
One or the other.
One so or I guess the I would other. Have an exciting life. I mean, what else is there to do? I mean, if it's going to be a boring life, then why be
What's
here?
The point?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
it's tough. I don't know.
Like, looking, if you're like an 80-year-old and then like you're looking back on your life and you just remember a bunch of boring stuff.
But even in your 80s, you're going to be doing exciting stuff. Maybe skydiving.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. Yeah. Like you don't have to write a novel of your whole past when you're 80 years old. You just want to. Yeah. So I would definitely choose the exciting life over.
Good question, Preston.
Yeah. Over the boring life.
Well, Seth, it's funny you mention that because NASCAR driver Red Farmer is in his 90s and is still racing on dirt tracks to this day.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
He was one of the pioneers of the sport back in the 1940s, and he is still racing. He races at the dirt track outside of Talladega. I forget what kind of car he drives, but he's still very active, and Lord bless him. I want to be like the coolest dude in my if I ever make to my 90s, I want to do everything, even if it literally kills me, because at that point, like, I don't know how I'm gonna get to 70.
It's true. Anyways, that was a bit of a cool topic, but I guess to bring things to the next thing, Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. As far as the some of us go, we won't be having classes. I don't think, Seth, do you have classes?
Nope, we will not.
Nice.
Yeah, okay, so no school will have class.
Y'all?
No, we
no
don't.
No school.
4-day weekend.
Woo!
Yeah. 4-day weekend. But it's gonna be interesting to see, I guess, as a part of who we are, the True Blue. We also take part, you know, in like a character counts and like bringing out good character. And what a perfect example of a good person, such as someone who pioneered for
civil rights.
Civil rights, yes, that's the word. And so, I think what a good example of a good person, because there's a lot of things. I'm pretty sure. Was he assassinated or?
Yes. Yeah, he was assassinated in Memphis, I think.
In Memphis, Tennessee. Gotcha. 1968. Wasn't it a car garage or something?
It was something like that. It was
parking lot or something.
Yeah.
But I haven't looked into that in a while, so don't ask me history questions over Martin Luther King. But yeah.
And there's some interesting things that I think would be good to talk about, being... I guess one of his most memorable speeches, I don't know. I remember, I think it was a year ago or so. Actually, it was a little bit further. I remember in one of our classes that we took, we actually got to watch the I Have a Dream speech.
Mr. Puckett, freshman year?
Oh, did we watch it in that?
Was it freshman
year? It may have been.
Well, we watched it in public speaking also.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah, we did watch in public speaking.
But it's very much true that Mr. Puckett may have shared it with you. But... there's some interesting things because that was the first time I've seen it. I just remember never being able to watch it beforehand.
It was the first time that you remember it.
Had a slow day.
That's what I'm saying. It's an interesting thing.
Mind time. Blown.
But anyways, back to the speech. I don't know. That was the first time I'd seen it, and it was a... oddly good. I don't know. I had not seen that before, or I don't remember seeing it before. And there's just something about, regardless, he was a really good public speaker.
He was.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and,
that speech had a certain fire in his voice. Like, he managed to control himself while bringing out his passion. And I think that's part of what made him such an excellent speaker and what helped him make such change in this country. It's because of how he was so passionate, and yet he always kept control of himself.
Yeah, that was a really good thing. So, I mean, for those that don't know, Martin Luther King Jr. Kind of led a...
movement.
A movement. Yeah, I was trying to think of what... it's just a movement among the people. And so what he did was advocating for equality, racial equality, I should say. For African Americans and Caucasian, or for everyone, I should say, but specifically African Americans. And so one thing that I thought was really good that he said was, I'm pretty sure he said this, was to not fight fire with fire, but to fight instead like with love, I think is what he said, mm-hmm. or something along those lines, to where instead of, which is why he led those peaceful movements. Like, I remember seeing pictures of him like walking down the street, like just filled, just packed with people there, just leading that movement. And I thought it was really good. Instead of to like retaliate against, you know, inequalities against you.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you look back in history and there's only certain, like, certainly not now, but there's like only a certain amount of people that you see that have actually like united people instead of drawn people
separated
them. And I think he's one of those big people that we could use today because I mean, it didn't matter where you came from. It wasn't,
right.
And what he made it out to be is it was more than white or black, more than whatever.
Mm.
It was, we're all in this together. Like we're all in this thing called life together. We're exactly. Americans, we're, you know, even we're earthlings, you know, why fill our time with earth with useless things as such as hate and bigotry and all that stuff while we could have, you know, good times and just come together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's really good what you're saying. Because I think a lot of people forget we are a melting pot. It's not just a majority and minorities. Mm-hmm. It truly is just everyone in it together. Yeah. I guess speaking of people hating certain groups, I mean, it's been happening literally always. It's always been happening, especially whenever immigration started in the United States. It was first the Western Europeans against the Eastern Europeans, and then it was the next group to the next group, and then it was the next group to the next group.
Yep.
And it's like the people who are here first feels like they own it, and then everyone else is below them. But we need to remember that we're, I guess, here together as one.
There's American. More that unites us than what divides us. And I think that's something a lot of people have forgotten simply because of the color of somebody's skin. And it's I find it baffling that we live in the 21st century and we're still having to face these problems that our forefathers should have buried long ago.
That's true. That's good.
I mean, think about how long, just like what you said, think about how long we've been fighting this fight. I mean, think about how many problems just the U.S. alone has had with inequality and racism. I mean, we literally fought a whole war over it at one point.
Yeah, I think that's really good. And I guess the things that we didn't bury, you know, I guess are still here. And, you know, with the inequalities that may exist, I think a good way to do it is the way that Martin Luther King Jr. did it. Is to, I guess, unite people instead of putting fire on fire and just fighting each other. I guess the best way to do it is, I guess, to sacrifice, you know, that pride that you have of retaliating against, you know, what may be happening against you and just submitting, I guess, and just letting, I guess, things calm down and letting them see your proposal, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's interesting stuff we've been talking about today.
Something interesting I want to say is that, so, you know, like, we go back a long time ago to like 1700s and stuff, you know, like Thomas Jefferson and all those, they're all slave owners.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And some people have the notion that they didn't want to change that. But I have this thing that, like, okay, so sin is sin.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's really hard to overcome sin, right? And I think one of the sin that they had struggled with was that they had a sense of power when they would buy a slave or something. I'm just making something
sure,
up.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And they saw that. And that's why they put those words, you know, where we the people, you know, we're all equal in our founding documents and stuff. It's not that they still committed that sin, but they knew that, like, going forward, we had to get over this at some point.
Mm.
So they were still... They were still, like, pushing for it, but they weren't, like, it was hard for them to get over that sin. I think that's how I view it. I don't know if that's right. That's just my opinion, but I think that it's more of a, like, their sinful nature couldn't get over that.
Right, it's kind of like swallowing that pride of you messing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then okay, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think some of the reason things happen in history is because people don't want to admit they're wrong.
Yeah,
they let their pride get in the way, and the next thing you know, people are fighting others. And
yeah,
I would love to go back, like with a fine comb, and figure out just how much pride has gotten in the way of people.
Yeah, that was I guess that's some really good stuff, about pride and how you attack problems, I guess.
Yeah.
But I guess we're pretty much up on time. This has been Chatter for Change. I guess it's a good episode. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I thought it was a good episode. We covered a lot of stuff.
Definitely a lot of stuff. But
probably rambled a little bit, but it's whatever.
Anyways, I guess we hope to have some more guests soon. But this has been it. It's been good to be with you guys.
All right. Yeah.
We'll
see you next time.
All right. We'll see you in the next one.
Yeah. We'll talk to you later. Bye.